Hashem al Avram. Hashem said to Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha mi'moladetecha. Go for your own sake from your land, from your birthplace, and mi'beis avicha, from your father's home, el ha'aretz asher arecha, to the land that I will show you. These parshiyos, Lech lecha vayera, and even if you sung the beginning of Chayei Zorah, speak about the Asara Nisyonos Shenisnas Avram Avinu. I saw a beautiful Ha'ara from Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his Pirish on Pirkei Avos. It's a Pirish Ruach Chaim on Avos, and he asks the following. In the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, it says, Asara Deiris Me Noyach Vad Avram. There are 10 generations from Noyach till Avram. It doesn't say Me Noyach Vad Avram Avinu, it says Me Noyach Vad Avram. In the next mission, it says, "Asorin nisyonis nisnas Avram Avinu v'amad b'chulam." 10 nisyonis Avram Avinu was tested, and he passed all of them. Why is it that by the Asorin Davis Meinoyevad Avram, it doesn't say Avram Avinu, and by the nisyonis it says Asorin nisyonis nisnas Avram Avinu? Why the change in lashon? Another question that is asked by the Svarim. Why was it necessary for Avram Avinu to be tested with 10 Nisyonos? First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the pneumius of a person. He knows exactly what was going on inside of Avram. And so why was it necessary to test him? 10 times to test him? 5 Nisyonos wouldn't have been good enough. What's the pshat? Asor Nisyonos, Nisnasa Avram Avinu. Zokr Chaim Volozhiner, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigned in the Teva, that whatever the earlier generations are Moshe Nefesh for, and they have to work hard for, and whatever they're Mekadosh Shem Shemayim for, it makes it a lot easier for the children to pass those Nisyonos. Doesn't mean that if the earlier generations pass the Nisyonos, then it's automatic for the children, but it's definitely, it paves the way for them that it should become much easier for them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avram Avinu with 10 Nisyonos, not because he didn't know the pneumius of Avram Avinu. He wanted Avram Avinu to be Meiser Nefesh on each one of these Nisyonos. Each one of these Nisyonos would happen throughout the generation to the Bnei Yisrael. And if Avram Avinu was Meiser Nefesh to be able to pass these Nisyonos, it would become a second nature of Klal Yisrael. The same way parents give over to their children physical characteristics. They put it, it's in the genes. The same way Avram Avinu and the Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Nisyonos that they passed, and they worked hard for it to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, that became a chelik of the Metzius of Klal Yisrael, and the Melech that can get passed on to the later generations. You know that someone that's Mevnei Avram Avinu, they are Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim Leichasodim. One would think that Rachmonis is something which each person chooses on his own. Same thing, Busha, these are Midas. But the Ovis HaKdoshim, Heyos, they were outstanding in this, and they even were noted these midas under duress and in times of Mesiris Nefesh. In the middle, they were masterish to the next generation, to the other generations. Hagam Yifai Nebuch, that there are descendants of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov that are not Rachmonim. That's by their own choice. But V'derech HaTeva, it should go easier for them to have that. Similarly, we find Loyamushu Mipicha Umipizaracha Umipizarazaracha Omar Hashem Yatov Yad Oilam. The Gemara says, if you have a play with 3 generations, one after the other, Omer Hashem HaTov Yad Olam, now, forever, it'll be in their family. That doesn't mean that it's going to be there forever without their working on it. Of course, they have to work on Torah, but it goes more B'derech HaTeva in that Mishpach. A riot to the Zotro Chaim Volozhiner, how is it that throughout the generations, you find people that died al Kiddush Hashem? Memelev would be dying that go al Kiddush Hashem, Tamidei Chachomim, Tzadikim, that's understandable. But simple Yid, that weren't the biggest Tamidei Chachomim. They weren't even the biggest Yirei Shemayim, and they weren't even the biggest Medakdikim B'mitzvahs, and still when it came to be Meiser Nefesh, they went mamash, they marched forward to die al Kiddush Hashem. How could that be? It could only be for one reason. Because the Ovis HaKdoshim were mashrish that Teva into Klal Yisrael. But maybe even for a simple Jew it's possible. Yaakov Kamenetsky said over a Maisa that during the revolution in Russia, there was the war, the civil war between the White Army that represented the Tsar, was led by Petluria, a Russian Marushan, Arthur Shankamayu, and it was a communist on the other side. They fought against, that was the Red Army against the White Army. And they hated each other. They both let out their wrath on the Yidden. The communists would march into a city, and if there were Yidden there, they would give it to them. And when Hepuch, Petluria's men, the White Army, they would also kill out the Yidden. So one such city, the White Army marched in, and they rounded up all the Yidden. They wanted to march them off to be shot. So one fellow screams out, "Wait, you forgot me." They said, "Who are you? You're not Jewish. You don't look Jewish. You're not, you know, religious." He says, "I am a Jew, and I want to go with them. Where they go, I want to go." So then he started complaining. He was the town druggist. He was the only one that could provide them with their medicine. So the Petluria said, "Okay, we'll let you stay." "I don't want to stay. I want to go together with my brothers and sisters." And the Goyim were complaining, "You're going to take away our own druggist." There was a whole struggle back and forth. Finally, they said, "Okay," they didn't want any problems from the townsfolk, so they let the Yidden stay. They didn't end up killing them. But this Jew that wasn't even from, he was willing to go and die on Kiddush Hashem, and it ended up that he saved the entire city. How was that, Zachter Chaim Volozhiner? Only because it's ingrained from the other side of the ocean. If ever there, you always hear people say, "Oh, I gotta go to Eretz Yisrael." Sometimes people pick themselves up and they should move to Eretz Yisrael. If ever there's a Hisayrus and a Yid to go and move to Eretz Yisrael, Zachter Chaim, it comes from this Lech Lecha Meyaretz Lecha Meyaretz. Avraham Avinu was moist nefesh tremendously. He left his family, he left his home, he left his acquaintances to move to Eretz Yisrael. That is Mashrish Mesoy Klal Yisrael. That Ahavis Eretz Yisrael. And that's his Oyer risk to be attached to the land. And Melech Zachter Chaim Volozhiner, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. By Asara Dairus Minayach Van Avram, it says Avram, doesn't have to say Avinu. But by the Nisyonis, it says Avinu, because he was bedafka tested, because he's our father, and because he had to give over Yerusha, these tendencies, and this Mesiris Nefesh, and ingrained in us, those Givaldig and Midas, and it happened through Mesiris Nefesh, it's only because he's Avram Avinu that he was tested with that, and Mele he gave it over to others, and Mele, it's much easier for us to pass these Nisyonis and to have these good Midas within us. As always, Dr. Chaim Volozhiner. The pasuk goes on to say, "Va'avorachom avarachemcha, I will bless those that bless you, u'mechalelcha o'or, and those that curse you, I will curse. V'nivruchu b'cho kol mishpachos ha'adam, all the families of the earth will bless themselves through you." What does that mean? Rashi says, a person will say to his son, "You should be like Avraham Avinu." And similarly, we find, where do you find such a lashon? B'cho yivarek or v'nivruchu b'cho. B'cho yivarek Yisrael lemar yisimcha elikim ki Ephraim v'chim and Asher. And same thing over here. V'nivruchu b'cho. The nations of the world are going to bless their children and say, "You should be like Avraham Avinu." So I saw a short statement from Rabbi Yonis and Eichitz that mamish, it's a short sentence, and that mamish it speaks eons. And mamish it says a bell. Zok Rabbi Yonis and Eichitz. What does it mean? V'nivruchu b'cha kol mishpachayisa adama. Just like you find in Megillas Esther, it says v'ati Esther noises chen ve'enei kol reyah. Esther found favor in the eyes of all that saw her. And the Gemara in Megillah says melane l'chol uma v'uma nidmis ku umasa. She appeared to every Ummah. To the Italians, she appeared Italian. To the French, she appeared French. To this one, she appeared to every nation the way they, you know, would envision her. The way, you know, she looked like a French lady to Frenchmen and so on. Avraham Avinu appeared to each nation the way, you know, the way they appear. That's why every nation found favor. Avraham Avinu found favor in the eyes. That's why the Nivruchu B'cha, Kol Mishpachos Ha'adama. Why? Because every single one of the nations identified with Avraham Avinu. This nation saw their time in Avraham Avinu. That nation saw their time in Avraham Avinu. Now, I like to elaborate on this with Yonis and Eichitz because it's a Yisoy Gun. One can't imagine that a Chinaman would give his son a bracha, "I want you to be like the Russian." And one can't imagine a Russian to give his son a bracha, "I want you to be like the Polak." And the Polak, "I want you to be like the Hungarian." Because it just doesn't work like that. Polacks like Polacks, and Hungarians like Hungarians, and so on. So what's the pshat over here that everybody took a liking to Avraham Avinu? Because every single nation is only a prat. They're a little piece of the puzzle of Shleimus. But Avraham Avinu was the entire puzzle in one. Avraham Avinu, that is why he was called Av Hamayim Goyim. Whereas in the Dor HaFlogeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split mankind into 70 different languages, and everyone now is just a little piece in the puzzle, and the only way they could have Shleimus is they all got together, Avraham Avinu entailed the entire Bria in one, and that is why he's called the Av Hamayim Goyim. And why is that? Because when you're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu entails every kayak in the Bria, then maybe you become every kayak in the Bria, and you're kayak with everything in mankind. If that's the case, he entailed the Polaks and the Hungarians and the Italians and the French, the Al-Kulam, he entailed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why every single nation was able to identify with Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu had a piece of every single nation within him. He's the Avraham Avinu, and Mimela, that is why they all loved him. V'nivrichu b'cha, kol mishpacha Yisrael Adam. There's no such thing as Amayni being Megayer to become a Mayavi. And there's no such thing as a Mayavi becoming a Mitzri or a Mitzri becoming an Adami. That doesn't exist. However, everybody could become a Yid. There's Geirus. Why is that? For that very same reason. Because every single nation has a Pesach from their angle to be able to enter into Yiddishkeit. A Polak and a Hungarian, they're two pieces of a puzzle, they have no shyness to each other. But every single piece of the puzzle can identify with the Yid, and every single one of them has a Pesach to attach himself to the Yid. Memela, that's how a Shaiach gave us any single guy if we accept them. We don't accept every person, we're not Makabal Gam from Amalekim. The evidence they get by the Geirus is Chal, right? Certain Geirim cannot intermarry with Klal Yisrael. Of a Shaiach to become a Geir. Why? Because each and every one of them have that attachment. They're able to identify because Klal Yisrael is Kailu, every single one of the nations. Das Akenemi Bali Akhesha says over here, what does V'nivruchu b'cha mean? From a Lashon of Mavrich as Hagefen. What does Mavrich as Hagefen mean? It's a Mishnah Kalayim. They used to take a vine and stick it under the ground and place earth over it and then pull it out from the other side. And that's the way it used to grow. You know, and then they used to slip the first one and one became two. V'nivruchu b'cha, they're going to be marred themselves on you by attaching themselves to you, and there'll be a ribui in Klal Yisrael. Why? For this very same reason over here. Because Avraham Avinu appeals to everybody, and because Avraham Avinu has everybody's characteristics, it's shaykh for everyone to identify with him. There's a Moridik Yiposik in Zechariah. In Zechariah Kapitel Ches, it says, Koyomar Hashem Tzavokis, Bayonim Ha'hema, in those days, in the end of days, Asher Yabziku Asora Anoshim, 10 people from every nation will hold on. They'll hold on to the corner of the Begad of the Yid, saying, let us go with you, because we heard Elikim is with you. So the Mahari Kara on the Pasuk over there makes a Cheshbon. 10 people from each language, that's 10 times 70 is 700. There'll be 700 on each corner of a person's beged. That means, how many people does that include? That's 2,800 people will be holding on to the beged of a person. What's the Pusik saying? From all the different corners, because every corner of a Yid represents a different angle compared to the Goy. And every Goy will be able to hold on to the Yid's beged from their own angle, and the middle of that's why they're going to come, they're going to say, let us go serve Elikim, that represents all of the Kayfas. That is this Vart over here that Rav Yenison Aichi says in Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu got close to coming to Mitzrayim, Vayomer el Sarai Ishtoi, and he said to Sarai his wife, Hinei no yodati ki ishi yifas mara'ot. Behold, now I know that you're a beautiful woman. Different Shoktim, Rashi says that Ali de Tzniya Shabahem, he never recognized that she was beautiful. Rashi also brings down other Shoktim. Vahoyo ki yiru oisach hamitzrim, v'amru ishtoi zois. When people will say, oh, this is his wife, v'horgu oisi, they're going to kill me, v'osach yichayu, and you, they're going to keep alive. So he asked her to say, Imri no achoysiyot, ma'itavli ba'avurech, v'choysanavshi v'gvolech. So the Daza Kenan, the Valley of Tzitzis, brings down from the Marikara question. Why would they not want to be Masana with her? Because Pashas, they kept the Shin and Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. They didn't want to be Yavar on Gilead Arayis. So I was like, how would they kill him? That's also one of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. So why in the world would they kill him? So the Das Ken brings down the Teretz that Ritzicha is a one-time thing. Znus, to live with her constantly, would be a constant, you know, every time they're Masana with her, there'd be a new Avera. So they'd have a preference of killing him once and only be over on one Avera. In the perverted mind of the guy, that is the way they think. They'd be over on one Avera of Ritzicha in order to avoid many Averas of Gilead Arayis. Sort of Yainus and Aishas in his Sefer Teferis Yainus, he says, Posh, in their eyes, Avraham Avinu was Chayav Misa, because he made fun of their Avodah Zarah. He was the one that stood for the anti-Avodah Zarah campaign. And they were afraid that he would encourage people to forsake their Avodah Zarah. So in their eyes, he was Chayav Misa anyway. Just they didn't, you know, Avraham Avinu figured they're not such principled people. The male, they're not going to kill him for that. But if now they have the excuse of Znus, then let's say, oh, by all means, Hashem Avodah Zarah, we have to kill him. And Avraham, we're doing a mitzvah with that. So the Ritzich, they weren't really afraid of. It was the Znus that they were afraid of. As I said, through Yainus and Aishas. On the way back from the Triumph, it says, Avram Kaved Ma'oyit, Avram Avinu was very laden, Ba'mikne, Ba'kesev, Uvazohar, with cattle, with silver, and with gold. Vayelech L'masov, and he went on his travels. What does it mean he went on his travels? So Rashi over here brings down two pshatim. Pshat number one, Vayelech L'masov, the way he traveled on the way down to Mitzrayim, he made his way back up, going back home. The hotels that he frequented going down to Mitzrayim, he once again frequented on the way back up. The Torah teaches us Derech Eretz over here, that if you go to a place and they treat you nicely, you should go to the place. You know, a person doesn't have to be a slouch just because you were there once. You have to keep on going back. If they don't treat you nicely, so I don't know, you have the choice to go wherever you want. But if a place was, if a person was happy where he was, so it's only Hakkaras HaTayim, and it's only Derech Eretz to go back to those places. But a second shot of Rashi, the Rachar Bachazorosa Pora Hakafaisup. On the way back, he paid back his chayvis. On the way down, he didn't have any money, he was poor. He couldn't afford to pay the hotels. On the way back, he paid back his chayvis. So all the Mefarshim ask a kasha, I need the Torah to tell me that he paid back his chayvis. Any half decent person, if he borrows money or he takes something on credit, he's mechuyev al pidin to pay it back. So what is the chiddush over here of Avraham Avinu that he paid back his chayvis? Various pshatim. This time I saw a very nice pshat from Rabbi Yisrael Rizner. He said the following. He says the tendency is that people, they respect a person of riches. When a person is rich, it makes a rush on people. Even as me, I got we as you didn't know that the Ikaris Ruchni is, and the Ikaris Maitzim Taivim, and the Ikaris Chasadim, the Ikaris Talmud Torah. Of the Mitzias is that people respect an usher. This is one of the reasons why one of the conditions of a Navi is he has to be a Gibar, and he has to be an usher, he has to be wealthy. Why is that? Because people respect wealth, and people look up to wealth, and people listen to someone that's wealthy. The Gemara tells us that from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, there was never a person on their Madrega where there was Torah Ugdula B'Makam Echad, where there was Torah and riches all in one person. And from Rebbe to Rav Ashi, also, you didn't find a person like them where there was Torah Ugdula B'Makam Echad. What is the Ma'il of Torah Ugdula B'Makam Echad? Because when there are riches, and a person lives, he lives an exalted life also physically, people tend to look up to them. Dr. Yisrael Rizner, that Avraham Avinu on the way down to Mitzrayim, of course he gathered people and he tried to be mashpia on them. They spoke to him about Inyanei Emuna, but they didn't really accept his words that much because he was poor. So he applied the Baal Chayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wasn't able to be the kind of Inyan of Kira Rechayim the way he would have liked. But on the way back, Avraham Kaved Ma'oy, Ba'nikne, Ba'kesev, Uvazov. So now those people that came to speak to him, now they tackled looked up to him for his riches. So now he was able to be Makar and Kedim, and now he paid back the Chayvis that he had HaKadosh Baruch Hu before. Hazarosi Parah HaKadosh is referring to being Makar people, because now they were master his word more because of his riches. Ba'yavei HaPovet, and the refugee came, and this big milchama, the world war, between the Dalad Malachim, the four kings against the five kings. Vayavi Hapolit, Vayagid Lavrom HaIvri. Hu Shoikin Be'ilin Mamre. He told them, Kinish Ba'achiv. his nephew was taken captive. He armed his disciples. He lead a beitzei, those that were born in his house. 318 servants, his disciples. And he chased them until done. The Gemara Masechtas Nedarim Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says that these 318 servants or disciples weren't 318, it was only Eliezer. And Eliezer is the Gematria, 318. So he's taking the Gemara. So the question is, how does that stem with the Pasuk of Shachim the Pasuk? It says, Vayorek es chanichov, loshen rabin, yilidei beisai. How much were they? 318? So how do Chazal Darshan was really only Eliezer, who's the Gematria, 318? How does that stem with the symbol of Shachim the Pasuk? I found Moedik and Dazakenemi Bali Atosis. Dazakenemi Bali Atosis says like this: Ayos Avraham Avinu went out to war. See, he was Mekayim, what the Pasuk says later on in Dvarim, by the Koyen Moshuach Mochama. Mi Yorish Hayore Barach Alevot. Who is the person that's afraid, as Chazal say, who is afraid of the Aveiris in their hands? So all of them packed out. The only one that was left was Eliezer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they all left you. And Eliezer was the only one that stayed with you. Chayecha, I will give him a koyach equal to all 318. So the symbol of Shachim the Pasuk is Emes. He taki, he mobilized his 318 avadim, but because he said, we know that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Mi Yo'ish, Hayari Barach HaLevav, they all left. Now Eliezer was the only one left. The Mele, he got the koyach of all of them, and their koyachs of 318 are in the Gematria of Eliezer. That's the way the Dice King of the Valley of Tyson says. But I saw that the Sifsei Kayan al Atayri asks, you have to understand, what's that kind of shot in Avraham Avinu? How in the world, you know, somebody comes from China and tells you, you know, I heard that your cousin was put in jail in China. He was? I'm going out, I'm going to fight them, I'll break their heads, I'll get my cousin back. Such a person to shite them. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere near China. So here you're talking about the four kings that defeated the five kings. They were a powerful group of nations, an alliance. And here Avraham Avinu goes out to fight with Eliezer and Alain. How in the world did he expect to be victorious? So the Sifsei Kohen says, "I'm Mary the Kipshat." In Sefer Yehoshua, Avraham Avinu is called Ho'odom HaGodol Ba'anokim. The great Odom Ba'anokim. Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu was greater than Odom Arishna. That's why he's called Hagodah. He was greater than Odom Arishna. He says, from Chazal's Mashma, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu first create the world with Avraham Avinu? It says, Eila Tolus HaShemayim Ba'aretz Bihi Bar'am Darshan HaKazal Ba'Avraham. Avraham Avinu was the Tachlis of creation. Behiva Ram is the same letters as Avraham. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Avraham Avinu L'chitchila? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that in the beginning things could get messed up and the sultan's working full blast. If Avraham Avinu would be the first one, there'd be nobody else to pick up after him. If the Marishan messes up, Avraham Avinu was even greater and he could clean up the world after him. But if Avraham Avinu would be the first and he would mess up, then it wouldn't be Shach to be Mesachim. In other words, Avraham Avinu was greater than Adam Arishan. The Medrash tells us about Adam Arishan. He was so great, his height was from Shemayim to Eretz, even if it doesn't mean necessarily physically, but he was that imposing a figure that is the ratio that he made on people that saw him. When the Malachim first saw Adam Arishan, Chazal tell us, they wanted to say Kadosh, 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 because to them it looked like he was Me'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed a tardema on him, he placed upon him a deep sleep, and then they saw, oh, it's impossible that this should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but what do we see? That Adam Arishan was mamish to the Malachim, he was named to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says that the Meir of Adam Arishan was on all of the Brias. So Adam Arishan had that koyach, that the Brias were in awe of him. Kavachayim Avraham Avinu, the Adam HaGadol Ba'anokim, who was even greater than Adam Arishan, he had this koyach of invoking his fear upon others. That's the pshat over here. Avraham Avinu knew that he had this koyach. When it came to coming to Muhammad, he knew that he had this ingrained koyach that Adam Arishan had, and even greater, the Melech was not afraid to go out to war, because he knew that when necessary, he could use this koyach of placing his fear on others. The Kahani was not the right. They all ran for their lives. Maisa of Simon Lebonim. Famous question that Chaim Volozhin, we know, had a connection with one of the Goyish Paritzim who supported his yeshiva, and he listened to Chaim, he asked him for ages. They spoke about philosophy, about religion. And one of the questions he told me is, I can be makabel everything from you, but one thing I cannot be makabel, how is it possible that La'osid Lovay, the Jews are going to end up on top of the world, all these powerful nations, Russia and China, that have armies of thousands and thousands of people, and these little feeble yidden, they're going to end up on everybody. So Chaim gave him a territory, which I'm not going to go into right now. But according to this, comes out very good. Sifsei Kain himself is miraculous to this. He says, Maisa Ovis Simon Lebono. If Avraham Avinu had this prayer of Ha'odim HaGadol Bahanokim, that his fear will fall upon the entire Bria, then La'osid Lovay, when the time comes for Mashiach to be Nisgala, this Kayach of Ha'odim HaGadol Bahanokim that's ingrained in Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, that will also be placed on the world, and the entire world will be machnir themselves to Klal Yisrael. As always, up to Sifsei Kain, Benegeya, this pshat over here. One more pshat. The Maisa with Sarah and Hagar. A bit hard to understand what happened there. Vatanea Sarai, Vatibrach Niponela. Sarai, she dealt harshly with Hagar, and Hagar ran away from her. The Ramban says that Sarah Imenu did a chet over here by dealing harshly with her. And Avraham Avinu, that allowed Sarah Imenu to do this, he also made a mistake over here. Vishama Hashem Eshel Onya, Hashem listened to her cry and to her pain, and he gave her a son that will be a para Adam, and he will be very harsh to the children of Avraham and Sarah with all kinds of harshness. Abiyaz Goyal said that. This is a Midah connected Midah, because Sarah Imenu dealt harshly with Hagar, we have to suffer throughout these thousands of years from Yishmael. What's that in the Pshat? Why does Sarah do this? It had to be with the Cheshbon, and the other side, Doshim, the Imais, there had to be a Cheshbon. So I saw the Pshat brought down from a Avram Grodzinski. He was the Mashgiach in Slavotke, Mamasha, Yidah Kodesh. He died al-Kiddush Hashem during World War II. A tremendous, tremendous thinker. He says the following. What was talking of Shah and Sarai? The Gemara says in the Sefer Brachos, La'olam yodur adam b'makim rabbi. A person should live in the vicinity of his Rebbe. Why? Because that way he has a fear of his Rebbe on him. It'll keep him in line. It'll keep him in check. Shari calls Mansho Yashimi Ben Gera Chai. As long as Shimi Ben Gera was alive, Loinosa Shloima Bas Pari. Shloima did not marry Bas Pari. Shimi Ben Gera died, so now Shloima Melech did not have the fear of his Rebbe on him, and he married Bas Pari and other women as well. Prekvi Gemara Hashimo Hatanya. A person should not live in the neighborhood of his Rebbe. Zogdi Gemara Loikashe. Kan de Kayif, Kan de Loikayif. If a person is willing to lower himself to his Rebbe and to be Makabalist Eichacha, then he should live in the vicinity of his Rebbe. If he's not capable of accepting the Musar of his Rebbe, then he shouldn't live in the vicinity of his Rebbe. So Memeil Zakhar of Avram Grotensky, Lechetkila Hagar was a Talmidah of Sarah Imenu. Sarah Imenu was Machnas her, Tachas Kankri Ashkina, she was a Talmidah. As long as she was willing to be machnia herself to Sarah, she was allowed to live in Sarah's neighborhood. But it says, "Vatekal Gavir Tabeina," her mistress, she became white in her eyes, as Chazal say, oh, she's married to Avram all this time, she never had a child, and I'm married such a short time, and I have a son, must be I'm greater than my mistress. So she was not willing to be machnia herself anymore to Sarah Imenu, so now the Klal of the Gemara applies, now it's usher for her to live in the neighborhood of her Rebbe, because she's not willing to be machmir herself. That is why Sarah remained. She was tough on her, and all of a sudden she chased her out. She was not allowed to live in the vicinity of her mora, as we would call it today. I would just venture to say a little bit of a hisafah, that's the midah connected midah, why he became a para adam. Because Hayashi was not willing to be disciplined in front of her mistress. Mamela, he became an undisciplined person. He became a man of the wild. He became a para adam. Rishulev Diskin teaches, in Digduk, the word para adam is not oisgal. Para is an adjective. Adam is the noun. In Lashon Kodesh, usually the adjective comes second. It should be adam para. In English, as we say, he's a wild man, the adjective comes before the noun. In Lashon Kodesh, it's always the opposite. It should be Adam Perek. So what's the pshat? Why over here is it different? Zakir Mishul Leg Diskin. He's Be'etzem a Perek. That is what he is. He's a wild. Now what kind of a wild? A wild in the dmus of an Adam. The Adam is the adjective describing Perek. Perek is what he is. There happens to be, he's in the dmus of a Ben Adam. Those are pretty sure late this. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. You ought to be stuck in Zaycha to be extracted from the clutches of this Perek. The Karev. Chance. Nice, because you don't have a nice trip. How long are you going for? 2 weeks.
Five.
Cheap tickets. Shabbos.
Didn't get a chance to wish the...